看圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
感谢神啊，安排我们坐在这边跟大家一起来学习。
We thank God for this wonderful opportunity that we can all gather together and study His Word together.
那我有八个小时。
And I actually have been assigned to discuss with you for 8 hours in total.
那三个主题。
And I'll be sharing with you three different subjects.
那第一个就是圣经的研究。
The first one is the study of the Bible.
我看我从这个开始啊。
And I suppose we can just start with this one.
这是基础哈。
Because after all, this serves as the basis and foundation.
那接下来就是宗教的这个思潮这个。范围很大。
Then I can follow that to discuss with you the recent movements in the world of religions, and this is a rather huge magnitude.
那接下来就是在这当中有个新纪元运动。
And then I will focus on the New Age movement.
好，那我先来讲讲圣经的研究。
Maybe I can just start with a discussion of the study of the Bible.
这个主题又更大了。
In fact, this is not a topic of a limited scope. It's really, really rather huge.
那我今天要跟大家讲的就是我们以后会用到的哈，就是因为这一次可能特别介绍一个中文我不知道怎么讲，英文就是 open theism。
Theism。
Theism. 我发音不正确，你们自己更正。
Maybe I focus on this one concept is open theism. I don't know what is the Chinese equivalent, but that's English.
我自己把它翻就是开放的一神论，或是开放神观，不晓得对不对。
So the English term for that is open theism.
讲义是我自己有啊。
We don't have any handouts, unfortunately.
那这个是在美国的，你们应该都知道嘛，哈。Open theism.
This open theism.
这蛮新的。
It's a rather new concept, rather popular in the United States. You probably are familiar with it.
知道吗？你不要看别人是你啊。不是，你知道吗 ，Patrick？
Patrick, have you heard of it?
不知道。我不能说感谢主，你不知道。
Of course, I can't say thank God you don't know about it.
那因为我们要谈这种的神观的话，我们至少有一个。我为什么先从那个圣经研究开始？
Well, all of the three subject, why do I choose to start with this one? The reasons are following.
那这个 open theism 是比较现在很多人在讨论呢。
A lot of people are discussing this new concept, new theism.
但是这个是其实是很久的东西了。
But in fact, it's not all that new. In fact,
我去查一查那个在教会历史里面，老早就有了。
When I studied the history of the church of the churches, this concept was present long time ago.
在奥古斯丁那时候就已经开始在讨论了。
In fact, this very notion appeared at the time of Augustine.
那十七世纪、十八世纪又在讨论。
And in the 17th and 18th centuries, this concept was again reintroduced.
好，那所以我现在讲圣经研究，我讲三个方法哈。
So maybe I can share with you three different approaches. To our study of the Bible.
那其实大家都知道了。
And in fact, I suppose all of you are familiar with them already.
那这就是解经的方法，这是一个方法学了哈。
So, primarily, this is a discussion of methodology.
好，第一个就是启示嘛哈。
First is the study of the revelation.
这是从上而下的，就启示的宣告。
It is a proclamation of the revelation from above.
我看这个黑板还用吗？可以擦掉哈。
Okay, I may have to use the board.
是啦，我怕录音，你知道吗？为什么？
都录里面了。
什么？不是啦。
我不能客气，不能客气。
如果我讲错话怎么办？
So we'll change our seats.
您在这边好，这边方便一点好。
前面呢、啊？不用录了。
哎呦，这后面整个拳头都从里头开始都有录的，没关系，不要紧。
就是不要紧那个了，对了，不要紧。
这个没有到的以后都可以听到，要不然
没有到就不要给他听了、啊，对不对
？Talking about modesty here.It's incredible.
我还是不太
喜欢录音。
你就好像完全没有在你身上一样，这没有重量的。No weight, just feel it's not there.
No weight, very heavy. 我现在介绍三个方法。
So let me share with you three different approaches.
那上那个神学生冠哈，看到你们年纪比较大了，不好意思。
I used to have students younger than my age, but now we have people older than me, make me feel rather uneasy.
哎，梁弟兄坐前面，那么年轻坐后面。
Brother Liang, John, come on to the front. So.
我还没老就当长老，过来坐这里，岂有此理。
Usually elders sit in the back, but younger ones, please move forward. Yeah.
你来这我才有人可以问啊。
So I can pose questions. Yeah. Stephen.
我有一次在一个地方问到一个人，他气起来，我说，但是我事先跟他讲说你不要气哈。
So once I questioned someone, forewarned him not to be agitated. So, of course, these are all rather understandable terms. So, when we talk about revelation, of course, we know it is from above.
这是从神哦。
And revelation, usually comes from God to man.
那一般大家都知道的，这就是那个什么演绎的，给人之后这是演绎的。
So this is actually a by deduction.、
演绎的，其实这种启示整本圣经就是啊。
In fact, this entire Bible is a book of Revelation.
圣经里面，你从圣经里面找说，圣经是神所默示的经在哪里
？So where does it say in the Bible that the Bible is actually inspired by God?
在简一四简一三章
，Chapter 3:16。And Jesus said that the eternal life, you will find eternal life in the Bible.
So, 这个启示，这演绎的东西已经在那里了。
So, whatever has been deducted is already found in the Bible. The Bible itself is a book of Revelation.
从上往下的。
It came.From God.
那这是一次交付的。
And that was given to man at once.
那对我们来讲，现在已经完成了。
So this has already been accomplished.
这部分我就不讲了哈， 这可以讲很多，两个小时、三个小时、五个小时都讲不完。
So this very subject could take up 2-3 hours of discussion. So I would just skip this part of it, as we all know it already.
也就是我们的基础，我们领受这个启示，整本的圣经从上往下的。
So we have all received the truths and contained in the Bible, which came from God directly to us.
那现在呢，人呢在这里呢？
So if this is what we are,
人对待这个启示呢，是从下往上。
So how do we react to the revelation of God from bottom up?
往上。好，这个就是我们一般来讲人的方法。
This is the way of man.
就是你做的方法，你一定要做的，对不对？
That's something that we have to do, of course.
谁读圣经？
Who reads the Bible?
是你啊。
Of course, you and me.
你来听到，你来做。
You and me will be the ones to study the Bible.
就从下往上。
And we need to fulfill that from the bottom up.
这我们一般来讲就是用归纳的。
So this is induction.
那这归纳的方法，你就是从他已经给你的，你把做一个分类整理，得到一个结果。
So what you have received, you will go through a process of induction, and then come up with some main themes and ideas.
但是这个跟这个常常有时候会冲突哦。
But when you go through the process of induction, you may find contradictions sometimes from time to time to the direct revelation.
所谓的冲突是，因为你人在地，神在天，所以怎么这个交集有时候怎么样交不起来啊
？So one is from the bottom, the other from the top, and how do you make sure that these two will actually meet at a focal point?
所以在这中间有一个方法。
So therefore, there is a blank in between these two spheres. So there is a methodology.
这是用类比的。
So this is analogy.
用类比的方式。
Logically speaking，
那这是圣经里面哈，你看那个罗马书第几章
？If you study the book of Romans, which chapter?
十二章，第几节
？Chapter 12。
好像第三节吧，你那个。
Verse 3. Yeah, can someone find the verse and read to us? Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
对啊，罗马书十二章三节啊。
Yeah, Book of Romans, chapter
12:3.
So you don't have to look at these two scripts.
这是希腊文啊。
This is Greek.
其实 analogy 哈，就是从那 analogia pisteos 就是信心或者信仰的，就是 analogy.
Analogy.Analogy actually comes from this Greek word. It means the analogia fidei, that's the measure of faith.
这是拉丁文啊。
And the second script is Latin.
那个 King James 是翻成那个什么 measure of faith, 是不是？
And King James translated that as measure of faith.
是不是这样？ Yeah. 那个 NIV 好像翻 proportion.
NIV is probably proportion of faith, I'm not sure.
Analogy, 你要用这个它原文来想才能够。
But in order to understand this concept, we have to think along the its original script or word.
Logia 是 logos 来的吗
？Logia comes from logos.
Logos 带出有道那个 logos.
Logos, as we say, in the beginning there was the word, and that word actually in Greek is logos.
Anna, 就是善。
And Anna really means above.
有时候是讲下。
So that is directly opposite to the word below.
Analogy, 这是这个方法，就是把两个东西拿来对比。
So analogy means you compare the two.
我现在解释方法，方法很枯燥的。我等一下用例子，你就会比较有趣。
Yeah, if I simply talk about methodology, it could be very dry and very boring. But I will give you some actual examples.
这是类比，就是把启示的道理，就是神的演绎，跟人的归纳的，从下往上的分析整理这两个做交集的地方。
So analogy is actually a meeting point, from the revelation through deduction and human interpretation through induction.
我还没来之前，我跟我太太说，这是不知道讲什么。
Before my departure, I asked my wife, I don't know what I'll be talking about this time.
我说你在家听我祷告。
So please pray for me at home.
她说不要讲得太枯燥，不然人家会睡着。
And she warned me not to dwell upon topics which are too boring, so people will fall asleep.
我跟她讲那是美国圣那个什么那个圣职人员他们睡着很干的。
But I told her, the ministers in the West Hemisphere, have rather high standards.
如果讲的说你们回去一天看一章，三年读一次，一年看三章，一年读一次讲这，他们老早就会了。
And if you tell the audience you have to read three chapters a day and you know go through this whole reading process, everyone knows about it already.
那我在想说，我用这个讲这个，然后呢给你们作业。
So what I think I will do is to give you something like this, and I will assign something for you to do.
先讲原则，我再讲一次。
So let me reiterate.
来，我讲一个例子哈。
Let me give you an example here.
从这里来哈。
From the concept of deduction.
神说，神是全知的，对不对
？God says that He knows all. He knows everything.
以人来讲的话，你开始想了。
And now, from the perspective of man, they start thinking about this.
有一本书哈，就是忘记带了，这样等一下，那个是 Open Theism 的一个叫 Gregory 哈。
Yeah, Gregory.
Gregory.
Boyd. Yeah, he's the author of this book entitled Open Theism.
他说：“神如果是全知的
，If God knows all。”
他从下面开始来谈。
So he approached us from the perspective of a man.
那神已经老早就看到希特勒了。
Well, then God should have already known the existence of Hitler.
他为什么要叫希特勒来杀死那么多人
？So why did he somehow inspire Hitler to take dominant lives？
所以他对神的全知就发问号。
Therefore, he questioned the this concept of God knows all.
是不是？
Yeah, isn't this？
这是我们会常常会遇到的问题哦。
And this is something that we encounter all the time.
好，我们再讲一个。
Another example.
从归纳的哈。
From this notion of induction.
我们讲有一个教会了哈。
Suppose there is a church.
在非洲好了。
In Africa.
这个 A 呢，贪财。
And person A is greedy.
那 B 呢？本来是工人，后来换奸淫了。
And B is a laborer, and then somehow committed adultery.
C 脾气很坏。
Number C has very bad temperament.
这个 D 呢？那个就是很霸道。
And number D is rather bullyish.
那再来呢？嫉妒的。
And also very jealous.
你把这些都把它归纳起来。
Suppose you induce these through the process of induction.
A 跟 B 有共同的，他们是道德性的错误。
So person A and person B, they have some kind of commonality, some kind of amorality.
那他们这个是他们的心的不好 ，mental 的哈。
And C and D somehow have some psychological emotional problems.
那这个呢？是 B 被迷惑的,
and E and F somehow also share some commonality that they were simply seduced or lost.
好,
so all these three we have induced are negative qualities or ideas.
二,
they represent evil.
他们都还在教会里面,
but the, all these people are present in the church.
你从下面归纳起来,
if you kind of approach from the bottom up,
这个教会就是什么?
So what, how would you characterize this church? It's a pretty evil church, isn't it?
对不对? 好, 这是从归纳上来的。
So this is how we in, go through the process of induction.
但圣经里面告诉我们教会是什么?
But the Bible tells us the church is what? Is the body of Christ.
有没有冲突?
So is there a conflict, you think?
冲突,
so there is an apparent contradiction.
再一个例子,
let me give another example here. So if this little circle represents evil, so either major or minor, whatever, but they are all evil, all these three circles. So there must be an origin of evil. So you can go search from bottom up, trying to find that the common origin or source. So this last circle is also some kind of evil induced from some other qualities or concepts. So if you use the process of induction, so what happens when you go continue to go upward?
是独立的,
so evil is isolated.
是自己圆满的,
it is self-contained.
你再看圣经哦,
if you look at the Bible,
不是, 这是黑暗嘛,
suppose this is darkness,
光暗怎么样?
And vis-a-vis the light, there is a stark contrast between light and darkness.
那这样的话, 这个恶, 这个善, 如果你用这样从下面呢, 是这边善好了,
so suppose these, this group of circles represent goodness of various kinds, but again you go through the process of induction, eventually trace upward to find the self-contained goodness.
到最后,
so you see these two are diametrically opposite each other.
但是圣经里面告诉我们神只有一个,
but then the Bible tells us there is only one God.
那从上往下,从下往上又怎么样? 断了,
so, so there is a schism, a gap if you go from top down and from bottom up.
那在这两个, 好像, 断掉的当中一定要什么？我们刚所讲的。
So there is a schism, a gap in between the two. So there must be an analogy in order to at least combine these two realms.
好，所以保罗说哈，你他的定位问题哈。
So in terms of positioning, as Paul remarked,
保罗说他怎么样？不要效法世界了哈。
And Paul told us not to go after the world. The world.
你要查验神那个良善存全可惜的旨意,
and we must try to detect the goodwill of God.
好，那第三节最主要是保罗他怎么样把自己还有整体把这两个把它合起来。
So in chapter 12, verse 3, book of Romans, is an attempt that Paul undertook. Trying to combine these two.
你接下来你就知道, 在一个整体里面, 整体,
so, in the wholeness or totality,
还有他的个体,
and then you, here you have all these individual parts.
其实在圣经里面有一个观念就是一跟多的问题。
In fact, if you study the Bible, there is a contrast between oneness and multiplicity.
一在多里面，多在一里面。
One is contained in the world of multiplicities and vice versa.
那你要把这两一跟多把它合起来。
Now you have to make an attempt to actually relate these two.
整体。
And this concept of totality.
保罗是他用什么方法？他照着什么？应该是什么 analogy of faith？
So Paul actually used the method of analogy of faith or the measure of faith to relate these two.
所以这叫做信心的类比，或是信仰的类比。
So this is analogy of faith.
这当中哈，这叫做。
And that falls right in between the
应该是信仰吧 ，faith 应该信仰。
The induction deduction.
Faith of 信仰比较好。
So this is the what we call analogy of faith.
这是保罗的方法。
This is a method that was used by Paul.
其实我几年来了一直在想的。
In the past few years, this is a problem which have sort of haunted me.
因为我们教会的那些老的工人，他们有这种的能力。
And some early workers in our church, they do have this ability, just like Paul, to conduct analogy of faith.
他这个呢，信仰的类比呢，是从启示跟个别的努力追求得来的。
And this was a result of the study of the revelation of God and through the method of induction from the bottom up.
我一直没有机会问那个谢长老，我有记下来，哪一天会问他。
Now, I will make sure to write myself a note. I would like to ask Elder Xie about this one day.
1986年他去德国的时候。
When he visited Germany in 1986.
那时候我还没有当传道，我只是还是当学生的时候。
I was still a theological student at that time.
那个时候有一个德国的慕道者。不能说慕道者了，他是有心理病的。
There was someone who came to our church who was emotionally disturbed.
那这过程很复杂哈，那他就到我们教会来，就是每次来就是要好像讲他的苦楚啦，那教会就念个圣经给他啦，安慰安慰他啦，祷告，他就回去了。
The whole matter was complicated, but let me just say that this person would come to the church and would help him study the Bible and pray and so forth and send him home.
那谢长老去的时候，他也来了。
When Elder Xie visited, this person happened to be there too.
那特别安排嘛，那个女孩子，那个已经是那个女人了哈。
And this was a lady.
开始讲。那讲，那可能时差的关系啊，那个谢长老就打瞌睡。
And she kept talking about her own problems, and Elder Xie fell asleep.
那讲完了，他也醒过来了。
So when she finished, Elder Xie woke up.
那谢长老说换鬼。
And so he simply said, "You are possessed by demon."
赶鬼。
So let's cast out the demon from you.
好，祷告，赶鬼。
So let's pray and cast out the demon.
那时候德国还没有现在那么多信徒，也没有什么教会。
Of course, we didn't have that many believers in Germany at that time.
好，赶完之后他就回去了。
So after Elder Xie cast the demon out of her, she went home.
隔天一大早她跑来啊。
Next morning, she came back to the church.
她说：“你们那个矮矮的那个台湾来的那个哦，在哪里啊？”
So where is that little short fellow from Taiwan?
他昨天赶鬼，我昨天那么说好几十年来没有睡那么好，昨天晚上一躺下就睡着了。
For many years,
忘记吃那个什么安眠药了。
I was not able to sleep at all, but last night somehow I slept so peacefully without even taking any sleep pills.
这个还小事啊。
So this is a small incident.
但后来这个有受洗了。
But of course, let me just tell you, this lady later was baptized.
因为她来了，所以带她去访问一些慕道的。
Because Elder Xie was there, we took him to visit some truth seekers.
那时候慕道者不少，就是。
And there were quite a few, thank God.
那带到一个家里面。
So we arrived at someone's house.
就进去，握手，然后请坐嘛，对不对？请坐。
Of course, we greeted each other. We shake hand.
我不夸张啊，他坐下去马上跳起来说有鬼。
So she sat down immediately, jumped up. There is a demon.
你再问他，我吓一跳，奇怪，怎么长老说有鬼？怎么
？So why Elder Xie did that? You know, he sat down immediately, jumped out of his seat.
我没有办法问啊，有鬼，怎么这样子
？So I was a little puzzled.
坐旁边啊，那个。
So I was sitting right next to him.
好，那主人，因为他给我们做主人，就去。拿东西只有那时候说我跟他哈、哦、在那他跳出有鬼的。
Only two of us can imagine, and he said there was a ghost or a demon or Satan, and the host went to fetch something.
那个人就来了。
So the host came.
他就说，哎，你这里有鬼啊。
And he said, oh, the elder told him, you have a demon here.
他说你怎么知道
？How do you know?
他说是啊，有鬼。
Yeah, it is true. I feel it.
对啊，他说这里他是两级。几个礼拜前，就是他家就是不平安，他的那个一个亲戚就在那吊死啊。
Couple of weeks ago, there was something happened. Actually, one of the relatives hanged himself right on that spot.
这个听起来很神奇。
So this is really very kind of weird and mind-boggling.
像这种的话，我把它想哦，就是从启示的东西，其实启示的东西就圣经了，启示大家都可以念。
So how do you interpret this? Actually, you know, Revelation is a whole Bible. You can read about it.
从启示成创天地一直到那个最后一章一节，这都是启示传。
Yeah, from Book of Genesis to Revelation is nothing but Revelation.
那这里归纳的是每个人的那个努力的方向不一样。
So this induction varies from person to person.
但是信仰的类比方法呢？信仰的类比法。
But this analogy of faith.
是保罗结合这两个的，他所用的方法。
Represent an approach that Paul undertook.
归纳法，我们一般人用归纳法是用靠理智的。
So usually we induce by reasoning.
但理智是有用的，我们不能说理智没有用啊。
Of course, reason or reasoning is a valid process.
但是理智有它的极限。
But there are limits.
我们再画一个图。
So let me represent this again with a graphic.
如果我们说这是神了哈。
If this line represents God.
其实没有办法，就是没有前没有后了，这人没有办法想象的。
I use two arrows because he is infinity, so it's hard for us to even imagine.
人没有办法想无限的，无限人只能讲而已，想不你有没有办法想出一个无限的东西
？So infinity is a concept that is really beyond human imagination.
有没有？你只是嘴巴讲而已、啊。
I guess John, you probably can talk about infinity, but when you really come to try to comprehend it, it's hard, it's beyond anyone's comprehension.
一个橘子若无限的话，就没有橘子皮跟橘子肉之分了。
So if an orange is infinite, then there's no distance between actually the meat, the texture and the rind. So there's no difference between inside and outside, within and without.
好，那现在在某一，我们不能说一点了哈，不能说哈。
Because we're talking about infinity, it's hard for me to even, you know, trying to identify a little point in time.
就是，那个好像以前上数学的时候，点是不再是不占空间的嘛。
Just like when I was studying mathematics, you know, I was told a dot, you know, if an infinitely small dot actually does not occupy any space.So that's why when you put a dot there, it already occupied a space.
总是有一个开始。
But still, there must be a beginning somehow.
就是创世纪。
That is
地上地界。
The first chapter in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, creation.
到启示录。
And until the end, the revelation, book of revelation.
对不对？好。我们人所活的就是这个时间。
So in between this in this matrix of time and space, and we have a little space where we live.
就是人能够我们能够想到的就是这样子。
So this is as much as we can possibly imagine from the human perspective.
在神跟 时空里面，这有一个人没有办法，永远没有办法越过，没有办法想象的一个。
So in this little box space,
一鸿沟
which is within our imagination and comprehension, and God, which is infinite, and there is a huge chasm in between.
当然，从这里到这里，你看，在时机，这是起初，一有起初就有时间了。
So when you say in the beginning.That is the beginning of time. Then, so when you say in the beginning, you imply there is a point of beginning of time.
你看诗篇九十篇。
If you read Psalm chapter 90,
在还没有开始有这个开始之前，神已经存在了，对不对
？God of course existed even before this beginning.
啊，所以这个时间是应该是神创造的。
So God must be the one who created the time.
那神在创造之后，创造东西之后，有开始有时间，有空间。
And the concept of time only exists after God has started his creation process, because God transcends time.
好，那很具体的，你看在旧约里面，神穿过这个人不可逾越的这个鸿沟，神到了人，跟人在一起了。
So God actually went through this huge separation between God and man, the world of man, and created the world of man.
借着创造神进入到时空里面。
So through his own creation, he entered into the space and time, because he really is beyond space and time.
在新约的时候
In the New Testament time,
这是主耶稣。
Here is our Lord Jesus Christ.
更具体，道成肉身。
So in a very concrete terms, he actually came in the form of flesh.
成为肉身道。
He incarnated. So this is incarnation came in the form of flesh.
所以耶稣到世上来，这是很大的奥秘啊。
So this very event itself is a great mystery.
从灵界到物质界。
So how could God, you know,came down from this realm of spirituality to a world of material.
那现在呢？那个圣灵啊，也是啊。
The Holy Spirit is the same.
圣灵是灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit.
耶稣就是主，就是那灵。耶稣就是这个灵。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is that spirit.
但是这个圣灵呢，进到也是进到时空里面来。
So the Holy Spirit actually, as a spirit, entered into the realm of space and time.
并且进到你我里面。
Not only just space and time, it entered into you and me.
并且是常住的。
And dwells right in you and me.
所以在这个部分是启示的哈，神给的。
So this area above the line is the world, the realm of revelation.
那下面就是人能够做的，就是归纳。
So what we can do is within this little box of time and space, we can only deduce.
好，那在上跟下当中呢，就是类比。
So again, in between whatever is above and whatever is below, there's the word of analogy.
第一个阶段，我把这个讲完就下课哈。
So if you allow me to finish this before we take a break.
神造人是以他的什么形象样式
？God created man after His own image.
形象样式。
After His own image.
神把属灵的灵界的形象样式带进来了。
So God actually brought into the world of man, his own spiritual image.
是不是带给人了
？So he gave to man his own image.
耶稣来了。
So Jesus came.
耶稣他是什么？不能看见神的形象，真相。
So because we cannot see God, but we can see Jesus.
那这都是类比法。
So again, this is a method of analogy.
那圣灵呢？
And how about the Holy Spirit?
在建立教会。
Holy Spirit helped to build the church. and entered into the church.
让我们成为灵宫。
And so we can each become a spiritual temple.
所以这三个很大的阶段。
So there are three different phases.
从神的形象、神的真体，一直到神的灵宫。
And from the image of God, to actually the body of Christ, and eventually became the spiritual, temple of God.
总是把上的跟下的结合起来。
So through this process, what is above, which is revelation, and what is below, which is induction, are joined together through this analogy of faith.
所以圣经研究就是把神的启示跟人的努力，用神给我们的，用保罗的方式，就是信仰列比法，把它结合起来。
So when we study the Bible, what we do is actually through this method of analogy of faith, like as Paul did, trying to connect the word of revelation, of deduction, and the word of induction.
启示，大家都有启示啊。
Revelation, of course, we all receive revelation.
我们不能说外面教会人没有启示。
We really cannot firmly claim that the other denominations do not receive revelations.
每个人都有启示。
I'm sure everyone receives some revelation.
每个人只要你有圣经就有启示。
As long as you hold the Bible, study the Bible, you receive revelation.
定义问题了，我现在重新定义哈。所谓的启示就是圣经就是启示，对不对？
Because let's go back to the first point again. The Bible itself contains nothing but revelation.
你有圣经就有启示。
If you have the Bible, study the Bible, you have revelation.
但是启示你不一定懂啊。
But the revelation is something you may not comprehend.
我们一般人的想法是说，启示是说我懂的圣经才叫启示，对不对？
So normally people say, I understand the Bible, therefore I can say that I have received the revelation.
但圣经告诉我们的是说，圣经是神所启示的。
But the Bible says,
所以启示只有圣经才是启示了哈。
But the Bible is the revelation of God, only the Bible itself, not our understanding of the Bible.
所以这是绝对的。
So this is the absolute.
但是人间没有绝对的东西啊。
But then there's no nothing which is absolute in the world of man.
这个绝对的用人间的归纳方式常常达不到。
So trying to understand which is absolute from a method of induction, we can never really fully achieve what we want to.
这个隔阂呢，第一个是灵跟物的分隔。
So what created this schism and gap is the difference between the spirit and the material. Number two.
第二个，人犯罪之后更糟糕，这个罪过又怎么样，更加深了。
And because of the sin and iniquities of man, and this schism is further widened.
所以这个永远没有办法合在一起的。
So you can see how difficult it is trying to join these two worlds.
所以你用归纳的方法所得到的，就是用理智所得到的，没有办法去达到这个，没有办法去接受启示。
What we induce through reasoning, through reason, can never really fully comprehend the true revelations.
其实一般来讲，启示神启示有两个方法。
And God has revealed to us through two different channels.
在圣经里面也这样告诉我们。
The Bible also instructs us the same.
那个有很多人哦，他看到花漂亮啊。
A lot of people may behold the beauty of flowers.
他想到天堂啊。
And then immediately you kind of associate with the notion of heaven.
嗯，看到山川大地。
When you see the beautiful natural scenery.
他就想说有个造物主。
And then you are reminded of the Creator.
有没有得到启示？
So have you received revelation through this?
有。
Yes, you have.
神启示他的。
God somehow revealed to him.
头脑开一点了。
Because now you can comprehend.
那个坏蛋，神也给他阳光啊。
And even literally rotten egg, a bad evil person, God still shines on that person.
是不是？神没有说哦，你是坏人，神就用手遮着他，他到处都是阴暗。
And God would not just cover up with His hand because this person is evil or something, so this person will live in darkness only. He also receives light.
这是神的爱，是普遍的爱。
Yeah, the love of God is universal and is indiscriminate.
我们不用那么小气嘛，神也给神爱那个坏人，没有关系啊。
So we can be just as generous, you know, God loves even the evil ones.
这是神的一般的爱。
And this is the universal love of God.
那神的启示也一样。
And the revelation of God is no different.
所以一般启示有些文人啊、思想家啊，他们都有得到的，你不能说没有。
Well, men of letters, those thinkers in the past, they have also received some revelations.
保罗也开始用这样来布道的。
And Paul started preaching the gospel, starting with the same.
罗马书的开始十一章十七节之后，他保罗也是用这个开始的。
In Romans chapter 1, from verse 17 on, you notice that Paul started with the same kind of approach.
从所造之物，所造之物不是我们基督徒去看的，不是这些教会的信徒去看的，每个都去看了，他们都说哇，有神伟大。
So he started praising God's creation, and you know, not just True Jesus Church does it. Paul did it the same way.
那另一个人的特殊的。
And the second one, the first is a general revelation. The second one is a particularistic, special revelations.
那一定要用信仰类比才能够得到。
And those what I call special revelations cannot be really understood unless you go through.This method of analogy of faith.
那我看我们休息一下，我们等一下再来，更讲多一点。
Maybe this is a good point of time. We have a little break, and we'll resume after the break.
那，等一下再给功课。
I will give you assignment later on, homework later on.
那个年纪比我小，我51岁，51岁以下的人要写作业。
I'm 51, so whoever is younger than 51 will receive some homework.
你没有超过50岁就要写了。
If you are 50 or younger, you can expect some kind of homework for you.
啊，这样公平吗？哈。
That's a fair way, isn't it? Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.